There's the fanfare we hear on Thursdays. My guest is again Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Good to be here, Craig.
Normally we play a trailer, but this trailer offers really nothing for our listeners, at least on the radio. Although, if you watch the trailer, you certainly understand what this movie's about. You'll review for us The Room Next Door. This is a movie that's about dying, but maybe dying with dignity.
Yeah, I would call it a strangely affecting exploration of death that turns out to be a little bit joyful as well. And it's all handled beautifully by Pedro Almodovar, the famous Spanish film director. This is his first ever English language film. Always worked in the Spanish language, and here he makes a pretty easy transition. And he's got two amazing Oscar-winning actresses to work with, Tilda Swinton and Julianne Moore. So the basic premise, Craig, is Julianne Moore is a novelist. Tilda Swinton plays a former friend, not a former friend, they are friends, they just haven't connected in a while. And they connect, and she finds out Tilda Swinton, you know, is dying of cancer. And so Swinton asks her, essentially, to help her die in sort of an illegal way, a black market way. There are drugs you can get to do this. Of course, it's illegal in this country.
Euthanasia
is illegal in this country. So they concoct this plan, and that's really what the film is about. And their friendship blossoms and blooms. There are some controversies. There are some obstacles they have to overcome. The room next door refers to when they finally find this out-of-the-way place in upstate New York to stay at. Julianne Moore will stay in the room next door to Tilda Swinton. And that's about all I can say. There's something very crucial about the door that has to do with this plot and what happens as they kind of go through this thing. And, you know, Julianne Moore's character has to weigh the pros and cons of this. She could be on the hook, you know, helping someone euthanize themselves if that's what happens at the end of the film and you have to go see it. Just saw this at the Fargo Theater and we really enjoyed it. Just really loved the movie. I don't know if it's going to be a classic like some of his big films, like Talk to Her, All About My Mother, Bad Education, Volver, Pain and Glory, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown. We'll have to see if it ends up kind of in his classic canon of films. But what he is good at is making movies about women. He has always made movies about strong women, the relationships between women, Craig, kind of the shifting sands of these relationships. And that's what he really has been able to do effectively over the years. And not only that, he's really good at background music. So the background music you hear in this movie almost guides the viewer along as to how to feel and how the film is going to go. But it's never overwhelming. It's never overwhelming to the point where it's banging you over the head like some movies do with background music. So I don't know if it's a complete classic. The film gets a little wobbly in the third act, I thought. But overall, Swinton is great in it. Julianne Moore is great. And I liked it better than I thought I would because it hasn't really gotten a lot of Oscar legs, didn't get any Oscar legs at all for any of the actresses involved. I don't know if it's going to be placed in Almodovar's all-time classics, but I would say it's a joyful meditation on the subject of death.
There are two sides to this subject, right?
Yeah.
There's Tilda Swinton's side. She's dying.
Yes.
She's dying.
Yes, she is.
And she knows she's dying. And then the friend, there's her side. How is their chemistry in this relationship?
Great question, Craig. There is something boiling below the surface that I sensed watching the movie that I can't get into too much, but their chemistry is really good. There are some issues. It's not all, you know, once she agrees to help her, it's not all fun and games. And there's a lot of hoops they have to jump through. And sometimes there's some arguing going on between the two of them. But I would say the chemistry is really good. I would say that the final 10 minutes of the movie kind of has a surprising ending that I really liked. I think Almodovar stuck the landing on the ending. John Turturro shows up later in the film as a former lover of both of them, as his character is. He kind of has an interesting part in this movie as well. If you go see it, there's going to be a lot of discussion afterwards. Would you do this for a friend? That was the first thing that my friend and I discussed afterwards is, would you do this for a friend? And that's a really interesting question, I think, that's going to be asked about as people watch this movie. The film starts kind of slowly. I wasn't sure where it was going at first. Took a little while to get moving, kind of sneaks up on you. But again, I liked it better than I thought I would. And look for this film. It's streaming now. There's a lot of James Joyce references, too. James Joyce, the great Irish novelist, is mentioned a few times in this movie. John Huston's final film, The Dead, which is based on a James Joyce book, is referenced in the movie as well. So there's a lot of meditation on death, what it means in our lives, and we all have to deal with it at some point, certainly with relatives.
I want to ask one more question, then we'll get on to our Oscar trivia, Matt. This is a really minimal cast, right?
Yes.
There are
not
a lot of people acting in this movie. I'm guessing the dialogue must be very introspective. Okay, having known all that, still, it kept your attention.
It did keep my attention. Great question. There are very few actors and actresses in this movie. It is a small number. It's Swinton, it's Turturro, it's Julianne Moore. There's a couple other interesting people that show up, but the dialogue is so well written and so good between Moore and Swinton that it never loses. You know, it's a spoken word film, and a lot of people out there. Maybe not a lot, but some people check out of spoken word films. They need action. They need something else. They need science fiction. They need something. This is raw human drama, which I've always shifted toward. That's kind of the genre of the films that I like are human drama on screen, not necessarily science fiction. I don't dislike science fiction, but I like real human emotions, and that's what's going on here. When you've got two actresses like Swinton and Moore, and Almodovar directing, you can pull it off. And I think it's a nice little film.
I can appreciate human drama, Matt, when it doesn't involve kids. When
yes.
we have really dramatic films that involve kids in a very intense way, I find those hard to watch. Adult themes like this one, I think that I'll very much enjoy this movie.
Good point.
Matt, what movie did Tilda Swinton win her Oscar for, and what did she win it for?
Michael Clayton, 2007, Best Supporting Actress, opposite George Clooney.
What other nominations did that movie receive, Matt?
George Clooney for Best Actor, Best Picture, Tony Gilroy, Best Director, Tom Wilkinson, who just died last year, is Best Supporting Actor. I'm guessing the screenplay was in there, Craig, for nomination?
Best Writing.
Best Writing, okay. How many more do I need?
One more.
Oh, boy. Let's go cinematography.
Music,
okay.
We've been to the movies with our great friend and great movie reviewer. This one is one I really want to see. Thanks, Madeline.
You bet.